This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, we'll go back to London for an update on the explosions there today. Details still sketchy, but there were four of them, not nearly as bad as the four that killed 56 people 2 weeks ago. No deaths or serious injuries reported this time. Prime Minister Tony Blair is appealing for calm. We will talk to London later. First this, it appears President Bush's nomination of Judge John Roberts to the Supreme Court will not trigger a Democratic filibuster. Moderate Democratic Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut says Judge Roberts does not appear to be the kind of extreme right-wing jurist who might have provoked a new filibuster, that comment from Senator Lieberman today. Still, Democrats and others will be looking very closely at Judge Roberts' record, especially on the issue of abortion. I spoke earlier with Will Salatin. He writes on science and politics for the online magazine Slate. Will, abortion clearly is a key flashpoint in the Judge Roberts nomination fight. How much do we know about his views?
Well, we know less than a lot of the pro-choice groups want us to think. They make much ado of a brief that he signed in 1991 that called for the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Now, the relevant things about this brief are, first of all, it was 1991. That was the year before the Supreme Court in Casey in 1992 reaffirmed Roe v. Wade. And in so doing, really nailed down that they were not going to overturn that decision. So that when Roberts came back before the Senate a decade later to be confirmed as a judge, he said that Roe v. Wade had been settled and there was nothing in his personal views that would lead him to challenge that. And I think he can fairly well be taken at his word. The much more interesting thing to me is something that he said during his confirmation hearing. He was asked whether Roe v. Wade was judicial activism. He said it would be inappropriate for him to criticize it as judicial activism. He said, my definition of judicial activism is when the court departs from applying the rule of law and undertakes legislative or executive decisions. Now, that is a direct contradiction of the traditional social conservative view of Roe v. Wade.
In what way? What are you saying?
Well, social conservatives believe that Roe v. Wade was the classic judicial activism, that it was the usurping of legislative functions. For John Roberts to say it wasn't really raises, in my mind, the question of whether the pro-lifers should have a problem with him more so than the pro-choicers.
So the anxiety that we're already hearing from pro-choice people about Judge Roberts, you're saying that's essentially settled in the hearing 2 years ago that put him on the Court of Appeals.
Yeah, I think that Roberts has pretty well nailed himself to retaining Roe v. Wade. The interesting thing is whether he's going to redefine it.
Well, what about things short of overturning it? What about restrictions?
Yeah, well, actually, that's what's going to be coming up. There will be a parental notification case coming before the court this fall. There will also, shortly after that, be the partial birth abortion ban, the federal one, which has been struck down in lower courts and will come back to the Supreme Court. What's really interesting to me about that is Justice Anthony Kennedy, who voted to uphold Roe v. Wade in the Casey decision in 1992, voted in 2000 in the original partial birth abortion case to uphold that ban, saying that it was compatible with Roe. Seems to me that John Roberts can easily go down the same road and say that he is upholding Roe v. Wade, but that he is joining the other justices in overturning the decision in 2000 and saying that the partial birth abortion ban is constitutional.
Let me ask you one other question. I don't think this is so much an abortion question as it is a public discourse question. Here it is. Judge Roberts' wife has reportedly been active in an anti-abortion group called Feminists for Life. What about thinking about the views of a nominee's spouse? Is that fair or not? After all, she should be able to follow her own beliefs anywhere she wants to go.
You know, that's a really interesting question because the irony is they're not really fair game. I mean, she's not, you know, up for confirmation, and he's supposed to make up his own mind. But the funny thing is, this might actually be the best indicator we have of what John Roberts personally thinks about abortion. You know, usually it's the wife who's more pro-choice. In the Bush family, it's always Barbara Bush who's pressing her husband, Laura Bush who's pressing her husband. Here we have a guy whose wife is already pro-life. That says to me, gosh, he's probably fairly pro-life himself. On the other hand, Laura Bush obviously failed to get what she wanted out of her husband. She wanted a female justice appointed. And so we really don't know whether John Roberts' wife will have an effect on him.
Opinion and analysis from Will Salatin. He writes on science and politics for the online magazine Slate. He's also the author of Bearing Right, How Conservatives Won the Abortion War. Will, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.